Gokwan, how on earth are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Nice day for it. It's a cracking looking set. Are you looking forward to the pantomime in the Hippodrome?
I am. I'm very excited. It's the first day today where all the cars get to meet each other for the first time. We're seeing our costumes and we're seeing some of the set as well. So it's very exciting. I can't wait. I mean, it's only a few weeks away, actually. It's not that far at all.
It's not too far. It's nearly Christmas as well. Yeah. Scarily.
Scarily.
I had a quick look on your Wikipedia page, as all good radio broadcasters do, and it told me that you did a bit of theatre training back in your day. Was the stage where you wanted to start, or was it more?
Absolutely, no. I wanted to be an actor when I first started, and I trained at college in Leicester, and then I won a place at drama school in London. I went there and I left early. And I suppose there's part of me that always thinks, what if I'd carried on? But also at the same time, you know, I love my life and I've had the most incredible opportunity and a great career. It's just quite nice to be able to dip into it now and in a very fun role, not a serious capacity whatsoever. This isn't about making a living for me. This is absolutely about having some fun.
It's the best way to do it. Representing the Midlands for us as well. Are you looking forward to being on stage in Birmingham?
I am. Hopefully, some of the Leicester lot are going to come over and see us as well. And I've got a great affinity with Birmingham, not only growing up, obviously, in the Midlands, but also working here as well. For the past 10 years, we've brought a lot of the TV shows here, and I've staged a lot of catwalk shows here as well. So I do have a relationship with Birmingham, a friendship.
You're obviously quite renowned for the fashion side of things as well. Hopefully, I've dressed all right. I did like
you look beautiful. Is that what you're gunning for that now, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit of a compliment's always good. I've got changed at least three times today just to make sure that I'd look all right. You've probably been asked 100 times, but could you just give us a quick overview of what it is that Gok's wearing for the show?
Okay, I'm full head to toe in silver, including catsuit, silver knee-high boots, a tunic with shoulder pads on, literally the size of my house right now, and I'm wearing cuffs, which are silver again with white feathers on. So it's very camp. High camp, high octane camp.
The thing is, though, there's probably nobody else in the cast that could pull that off, apart from Gok, obviously.
I'm kind of loving this. I have no problem with this. I might go for a drink in it later.
Don't blame me. There's plenty of people in Birmingham that are way far worse. We are missing you off our screens as well. When can we see you back on the TV?
I will be back again. I'm currently out at the moment with a fashion package that I'm doing on this morning. So that's out at the moment. I think that's every Wednesday, I think. And we've got another show in the pipeline as well. So yeah, so I've only just got off air, really. So it's nice to have a bit of a break. We did the Gok Live summer. Yeah.
Final question for you, Gok. Aside from yourself, of course, who would you say the most stylish person in the cast is?
Oh, of course, it's got to be John Partridge. I mean, look, what a hunk. Look at that brocade work. And of course, Stephanie, how can I decide? I mean, look how incredible they all look. The costume department here are wonderful.